when the counselors would ask. Now, being in the psychologist's office, I would pass them the tissue. Let me tell you what I've been through. And I had a boldness about staying the victim. Because I did not have to change. What you have to evaluate to see whether you are the victim all the time is if everybody's always wrong. Flag, flag. Everybody always messing with me. Every week you got to call the pastor's wife or the pastor. Every week you down here at the altar crying for the same old thing. And then, wait a minute, see, I know this place. Down here crying. Then you start doing this. Crying. When they gonna come? I know Sister So-and-so see me. She getting ready to come lay hands on me right now. Come on. Okay, I'm gonna stay here a little bit longer. Okay, she didn't see me. Then you get all dramatic. I'm not telling you. Y'all know it's true. Come on. I did it. And to the Lord, thank you for deliverance, Jesus. I got tired of being the victim because you don't have no power either. If you are the victim, you're powerless. You all except to stay in that place of the victim. So if you feel that that may fit you, I've been there too. I love you. I'm just telling you the truth because I want you to come out. Because I know there's a greater place in Him. I know a God that is a great God. I know a God that is a mighty God. I know a God that can do everything. I know a God that made me greater in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know a God. Woo! And His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll make you want to go higher and come out of that mess. He'll do it. Another hindrance is worry. The word says, be anxious for nothing. But you hear the right news and we can worry. But this can be a hindrance because I always say when the enemy finds a foothold and he sees that he can get your attention on one thing, he's coming in to kick the door open. Don't think you can just do this one thing. Oh, you're just worried about your child. Next thing you know, you're worried about your husband. You're worried about your health. You're worried about your security. He's going to use worry. But the word says, be anxious for nothing. Then guilt and shame, we've already talked about. Doubting, not trusting God. Another weight is pride. Thinking of yourself more than you are. Thinking of yourself more than you are. Pride, the flesh. And now in the church, a spirit of entitlement in the world, really, not just the church, but if it's in the world, it's coming in the church too. Spirit of entitlement, thinking people owe us something. That's come in. That is a dangerous place because nobody owes us nothing. They don't owe you a thank you. They don't owe you your welcome. They don't owe you nothing. And the minute that we put an expectation on it is where we get in trouble. The minute we put expectation in people is where we get in trouble. Because that's where the enemy can bring us down because people will always fail us. Low self-esteem, having no confidence in Christ. The other thing is weariness. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, and let us be weary, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The enemy wants to wear the saints out. And if he knows that there's something that bothers you or something that he can get your attention on, he'll keep using the same old thing. If there's anything that we've dipped and dabbled in that is in sin, he'll keep using the same old thing, because the word lets us know we're drawn away by our own lusts that are within us. He don't have to come with nothing new if he can keep getting your attention with the same old thing. Offense. One person offended you. They got you there. You were down for 6 months. You got back up, glorified the Lord. Guess what? The enemy's got another. But if you didn't learn from the first, you're going to fail in the second. The Lord is one that gives us wisdom and knowledge. We've just got to apply it. We've just got to apply it. We've just got to apply it. The other thing is that we have to protect our joy. This is one that I minister and I preach hard on. Because we give our joy up too easy. And it is one of the things that are crucial to living for the Lord. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If the enemy can take your joy, he can take your strength, and then he's weakened you. And you wonder why you're walking with your head down and you're feeling so heavy. Protect your joy. There's things that come across in my life, come at work, come at church, come through my family, and they can be negative, bad things. But one thing I am determined is that the joy of the Lord is my strength. You can't have my joy. You can't have my joy. You can't have my joy. I gotta keep my joy. Protect your joy. If there's something that's making you a little upset and angry, say, no. Oh, no, not today, devil. I'm going to keep my joy, because that's my strength, and I've got to be strong in order to make it. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to lie it down. I'm going to hold on to my joy, because we've got to be strong. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. We've got to be strong in these last days. We don't have anything to give up that we need that will keep us strong. And joy is one of them. I don't care what's going on in your life. Let me break it down. I don't care what is going on in your life. I got things going on in mine too. But the real thing is this. Don't give the enemy any place. Don't give the enemy your joy. Don't do it. It's your strength to stay strong in God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm gonna say this, because we can get some attitudes as women. We can get some attitudes about a whole lot of things. You let somebody sit up there in the grocery store paying for groceries too long, can't find their wallet, can't find them, and you standing there and you in a rush. Let somebody cut you off and make you nearly flip your car. We can get some attitudes. Oh, yes, we can. And I always say, but that same attitude that we can get in life, we better get that attitude against that devil. Flip it on him. And let him know, greater is he that's in me. If you got to get the little head motion in it, put the head in it. Greater is he that's in me. I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I refute every lying tongue that will accuse me. The Lord is my light, my salvation. In whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies, when the wicked come upon me to eat of my flesh, they will, they will, they will. they will stumble and they will fall. Though a host shall rise against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this, I shall be confident. We've got to get the attitude to live holy and know his word. The enemy cannot defeat the word of God. He has to flee. Hallelujah. And spiritual amnesia, forgetting where you've come from. In Deuteronomy, it says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. And then it says, but teach them thy sons and thy sons. Don't forget where you've come from. Don't forget how God has healed you, how God has delivered you, how God saved you, how God brought you out of depression, how God brought you out of the low state, how God brought you out of a bad relationship, how God saved your husband, how God saved your children. Don't forget when there was financial problems, God provided. Don't forget. Don't forget the things your eyes have seen. That was the problem with Israel coming out of Egypt. They forgot all about the miracles they saw God do to bring them out. Don't forget the things that your eyes have seen. And then it says, but teach them thy sons and thy sons. So not are you only responsible for not forgetting the things that your eyes have seen. You're responsible to make sure your children know too. My children know. They don't know all the gory details and all that. I ain't saying you have to do all that. I'm not saying do that. But you do need to let the enemy know how he's tripped. Let your children know how the enemy has tripped you up in the past, or how he's tripped your family up in the past. I have a brother, my oldest brother. And like I had told you, I come from Maryland, so they're a little ways ago, but I get to go home every now and then. But, and this is some of my sisters, matter of fact, it's about all of them. Let me just keep it real. But their children, my nieces and nephews, oh, they something else. But they doing the same thing I was doing. So, I mean, sin is sin. Ain't nothing new under the sun. But they take it to another level. And I sit back and I watch my sisters and my brothers. And I'm like, man, why y'all ain't whoop that behind? What is going on up in this house? And they're just like, no, you know, just let them do what they want to do. And I hate this one. I'd rather them come here and do it than be out there in the streets. I'd rather them come here and drink than be out there in the streets. I the last visit I went home, and I'm going to go back again. And they, I know my brother-in-law probably ain't ready for me to come back, but went to my sister's house, niece's there. She kind of, and she's always, you know, loving on me, one of my older nieces and stuff. And I noticed she's kind of in the corner and, you know, just trying to stay away from me. So I get a little closer and I can smell the alcohol. I'm like, okay, she's drinking. She doesn't want me. I understand. You know, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to push myself on her or anything like that. And so then my sister's asking me, could I talk to her, you know, and help her out? And I'm sure, not a problem. So then I was glad because she actually came and tapped me. And she said, Aunt Michelle, can I talk to you? I said, sure, sweetheart. Yeah, let's talk. And so then we go into one of the rooms at my sister's house. And so she sits down and she said, you know, my mom thinks I'm an alcoholic. And I just want to talk to you to see if I'm an alcoholic. And I'm smelling the liquor and I'm looking at her behavior. And I said, sweetheart, Your granddaddy was an alcoholic. Your mama's an alcoholic, and I was an alcoholic. So 9 times out of 10, you an alcoholic too. But let me tell you about Jesus, because he can deliver you. He can set you free. He can put your mind to peace. I laid hands on her and prayed and cast that devil out in the name of Jesus until she prayed through to the Holy Ghost. We cannot play with sin. We've got to tell the young people, whether it's in your family, whether it's in the church, you've got to tell them the truth, because the truth is the only thing that will set them free. The enemy wants them to be deceived, but in my family, we will not be deceived. My brother has a hard time telling his son that he can't do certain things. He lets him in the house. Smoke getting high, you can smell weed all outside the house. And the thing is, because he looks at what his life was, and so he doesn't want to say it, he doesn't feel that he has the right to tell his son. But all that is that he don't have the Holy Ghost. Because when we have the Holy Ghost, we have a boldness and a responsibility to tell the truth. I don't care whether it's the kids, if you've made some mistakes in your life, and the kids have seen them. I am a firm believer. You need to sit them down after you've repented. You need to sit them down and let them know, honey, I've made some mistakes, but I've went to Jesus and I've repented with all of my heart, and Jesus has forgiven me, and I am set free, and I'll never do that thing again in the name of Jesus. And by the grace of God, you won't get caught up in that either. And then I take it one step further, because you have them kids that want to come back and throw it up in your face when they get in that rebellious stage. And you need to sit them down and say, now I've told you, yes, I've made a mistake, but God has forgiven me, and you will not in my house sit and bring it back to my memory in the name of Jesus. We will be free. And if you keep doing it, I'm going to have to tear that little behind up, baby, because you're not going to do that in my house. We've got to know the authority that we have and that we walk in, and stop letting people, whether they're your children or family, take advantage of you. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth for freedom. We've got to be free. And what we speak, we have to speak life and not death. I'm not a parent that's scared of my kids. It was so funny. Sister Haney, you had said, who tells a 24-year-old to give them their phone? I do. Was it 24, 25? I do. I have one at my house, but as long as he's in that house, let me see that phone. What you on that phone for? What you looking at? You've been on there a long time. Let me see what you're looking at. I'll do it because he's in my home. And he know I'm serious about it. He'll just hear mom. Oh, my goodness. But JoJo, I got a daughter. She ain't giving up that phone, so let me just. I'd probably have to fight with her a little bit. All right, so I want to go ahead and close with this. Know who you are. Know who you are in him. We are predestined to win. We are predestined to win. In the name of Jesus, I want to get the scripture. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture reads, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. There's the call. There's the call. And whom he called, them he also justified. and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who, what, when, how? If God be for us, who, what, when? If God be for us, who can be against us? I challenge you, ladies, today to fight. I think a lot of times we fail to fight. Fighting the good fight of faith. I challenge you today to set some new goals on your prayer life. On fasting, hiding the word in your heart. I challenge you today to put on the whole armor of God. The ministry that I work in, because of how demonstrative I am about the whole armor of God. Put on faith. Faith being the substance of things hoped for. Hope for. And the evidence of those things we do not see. Take up faith. I encourage you today, put on the helmet of salvation to protect your mind. I'm going to have you hold this for me. Hold it up. Yeah, hold, real man, hold it up. Faith. We've got to put on the whole armor of God in order to fight the enemy. We need to put them little toothpicks away and take out the sword and fight the enemy, knowing who we are. I am the righteous who will not be forsaken by God. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. Kill the enemy. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. Kill the enemy.